Hello, listeners, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I'm your co-host, Matt Olson, and I'm just a simple propane salesman, and
now,
I do love my beer and my neighbors.
I feel like you asked me to lead off, like, maybe hoping that I was gonna, I don't know, talk about propane or talk about
propane accessories.
Tom Landry or
or my racist
Sugarfoot's,
father.
Sugarfoot's barbecue or my dad with no shins.
No shins. Or what a dumb character trait.
My Laotian neighbors who are portrayed with racist accents.
Oh yeah, the most racist.
But I'm glad that you stepped up to do that instead of me. I appreciate that.
I just have to say, Caitlin, I'm not gonna try to do a Boomhauer. If you could
just like Daniel, when it's like you just talk like this, it's like Daniel.
You okay? It sounded like your Boomhauer impression turned into a literal stroke.
Yeah, sort of petered out at the end there,
and became a real medical concern.
No, yeah, I'm okay.
The topic this week, if you couldn't tell, if you're not like really, you know, up on pop culture of the late 90s, early 2000s, the topic is King of the Hill, the TV show, which we just checked. King of the Hill, the TV show, has the proper Wikipedia page by that name. That page does not belong to the Steven Soderbergh film, nor does it belong to the Child's Game or any other kind of meaning associated with King of the Hill. So it only counts as a success for us if we get to the show first proper. Also, why are you hold on, Caitlin, why do you have the edit page open on Wikipedia right now? This is not normal operating procedure.
So listen, did I talk to you about, or I tweeted this, I don't know if we spoke about it, you know, on Skype, how you pick your username and you're stuck with that username for the rest of your life?
Yeah, I was really perplexed by your username on Wikipedia.
Yeah, please don't say it. Please don't say it. I would appreciate that if you did not say it out loud.
Okay. I guess I won't. But can you at least explain what headspace you were in when you chose it?
I just want to say that on Wikipedia, it's the same as Skype. That's why I brought up Skype. Mm-hmm. You can't ever change that shit, apparently. I just found out. The headspace I was in is I was 13, so that's sort of like,
okay,
you know, just sort of broad strokes, like you can imagine, I don't know, maybe what
listeners, I really wish I could tell you what the name is.
Please,
but I'm a good
though.
Friend. It's very random.
It's so random and weird. It's like I was watching a lot of Homestar Runner. I was watching a lot of E-Bombs World videos, and it's just so random.
It's closer to the E-Bombs World than the Homestar
yeah,
Runner.
Yeah, for sure.
Listeners.
Not as wholesome as Homestar Runner.
No, certainly not. Wow. So why are you logged in, though? Why did you log in to edit?
I made an edit a couple days ago. There was a soccer player whose height was listed as being a height that I just knew it was not. It was like super unlikely. And I went and looked it up. I went and looked it up on US Soccer, and I was like, okay, yes, this is wrong. Slipped in there, fixed it on Wikipedia.
I like how you're not saying
today,
what player it was so that people couldn't figure out what your name is.
Yeah. Today, I got a message from another Wikipedia, a fellow Wikipedian.
I don't think you can like, call them fellow Wikipedians until
okay.
you've been like sucked into this
okay.
full time.
Well, this person was upset at me because I didn't leave a citation. But the thing is that it's in a fucking sidebar, and you don't see citations in those little side info bars about people.
Hey, you gotta leave citations. This is a
but
very
it,
rigorous
it was just
project.
Like, if this fool had looked into this, they would see that this incorrect height on Wikipedia was like proliferating through the internet, and like that one wasn't cited either, is the thing. So anyways, I had to send that person a message.
You gotta be better than the error you fix, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the wheels are in motion. I think we should be good.
Caitlin, maybe they just messaged you because they saw your username and got very angry that someone unserious was using Wikipedia. Yeah.
The thing is, I wasn't actually logged in to my unserious account. It was just an IP.
Okay.
And I figured having my username on there would make me look more...
No, Caitlin, I'm going to tell you, log back out and just have it be your IP, please.
It's too late.
Did you already send the message?
Yeah, that's what I was typing just now when you were trying to start the show.
Caitlin, that's the kind of like thing from your old days on the internet that you need to do your due diligence to just scrub for like potential jobs and so forth.
Okay, but Matt, it's like I told you, you can't get rid of the username. Once you have the username attached to your email address, there's no going back.
Caitlin, I can't believe you made that username and it's on your otherwise okay like email address.
Yeah, I can't either, Matt. That's what I'm telling you. So that's what this whole thing is about.
What I'm saying is, like, I guess, why did you choose that username for Wikipedia and a totally normal email address?
Because I was fucking lucky to land on an email address. First of all, I will tell you that I have my email address for a dumb reason, which I'm not going to say because I don't want to say my email here. But that's got an equally dumb story. And it just so happens that it happens to, you know, it looks like a normal
it's
email
address.
It's respectable. Yeah. But like this, the story behind it is not respectable. So. It's, you know, coincidence, fate.
All right.
Whatever.
All right. I'm going to do my best to stop dragging
anyway,
you
this
over
is, this.
This is,
though, a message to Jimmy Wales, if you're listening. Please make it so I can change my username. Please, 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 please.
Caitlin,
please.
It would be pure chaos if they made that an option, because then you'd have these long Wikipedia feuds start and then people would change their names to be like one letter off of another person's name,
honestly,
to impersonate them.
Just honestly make your fucking display name your email address. Like,
well,
is there anything wrong with
that? That would still be bad if you had a really shitty email address, would it not?
Yeah, but you can get a new email address if you need it for editing Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. You can also get a new email address if you need it for editing Wikipedia and make a new Wikipedia account.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
But the point is that this is forever linked to me, to my email that I use for everything. I would have to go clean slate, start over, you know.
Honestly,
everything that's attached to that email address.
Caitlin, and I don't want to dwell on this too much longer, and I said I would stop dragging you for it, and I mean it, but also I'm sure the listeners love this because they're just so curious. What is the name?
They're so curious. They're going to probably hunt it down if they...
Caitlin,
yeah.
Do you have that name or similarly bad names on other websites still associated with that email account?
I don't think so. Not that I use anymore.
But you,
my Skype username is related, but not as bad. It's my Skype username is sort of a mashup between that and my email address.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as horrible. Still kind of embarrassing. I don't think there's any websites that I still use that still have that problem in particular.
Okay. Okay. We're good here. We're good.
Okay. We're going to go.
We're going to go. We're going to find King of the Hill. Thank you for joining us, listeners. Let's get this ball rolling.
Oh, my Lord.
Keep on Kosong.
Okay.
Keep going. I around?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll go with that. It's in Indonesia.
Well, this is nothing.
Hey, Steve Jobs, if you're listening, if your ghost is out there, I'm clicking on my notes app on a MacBook Pro to like open up some notes and, you know, take down the number of steps we've completed, and it wouldn't open for a while. So if you could just sort that out, Steve Jobs' ghost, that would be real cool. Thank you.
Where's your notepad?
Oh, you know, I've decided to go digital, save paper, you know.
Okay.
Just a more responsible choice, you know?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Environmentally. I mean, if I'm already going to use this thing with these lithium-ion batteries in it, I might as well take the notes on it, right?
Yeah, true.
You ever have a problem with your Mac or your Apple devices and
Matt?
Hey, Steve, what's up with this?
You know, Matt, I've never had a single problem with any of my Apple devices.
That's not true. That can't be true.
No, it's not true.
I wish
it's you a could joke. It's a joke I said.
I wish you could see my charging cable for my Mac right now, Caitlin.
Yeah.
It looks like 12 dogs attacked it.
Oh, yeah. 12?
That's just from regular use.
Now, which parts of it?
It looks like all the dogs from Snow Dogs attacked it. It looks like between takes and Snow Dogs, each of them took a little nibble out of the cable.
Is it just the wire part, huh?
Just the, well, I mean, it's also scuffed up on the other parts, but it, you know, it's the really thin wire part, you know.
You got some exposed metal in there?
A little bit that I haven't taped up over, yeah.
Uh-oh.
The 3 inches of cable leading to the little MagSafe connector that connects to your computer, that 3 inches of cable right there behind the connector, that's all covered in Blue Painter's tape right now. So it's very stiff and not flexible.
That's not really the right kind of tape.
You know, I don't have the right kind of tape.
Okay.
So,
well, that sounds like a you problem, not a Steve Jobs problem.
Sounds like a Steve Jobs problem that the cable just kind of decides to fall apart after a year.
We did an episode on... Well,
we didn't
know if this is really that. This isn't really planned obsolescence. It's just poor craftsmanship.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of different, right? Like, you wouldn't call it planned obsolescence if you bought a table, and then a year later you're just like, hey, table guy, this table, it fucking sucks. It doesn't hold things anymore, and also, you know, it's just broke on the ground.
I mean, it's a kind of obsolescence, you know?
Yeah.
Breakage.
In the situation where he's like, well, I'll sell you the exact same table that's going to have the exact same problem for $80.
Yeah.
Or you could just tape the table together and it'll be uglier, but almost as good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that's how furniture works, but if it did work that way, I think it would be planned obsolescence. Yeah.
I'm going to click on, well, should I click on Indonesia or postal code?
That's a hard one.
I feel like I want to click postal code and just for something different, you know?
Yeah. Instead of place hopping. Sure. Let's do it. Step 2, postal code. They're my favorite band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The postal code.
Postal
code.
Yeah,
I know them.
Yeah. It's got the same guy from Death Rickshaw for Pretty.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm not good with the jokes today, apparently.
Well, I mean, it was funny because you said a thing that was almost like a band, and then you said another thing that was almost like a band, but a different band.
I'm glad you...
So, I mean, I see why it's funny.
I'm glad you explained it.
Yeah.
For the listeners, because I think it might have gone over some of their heads.
I think it was pretty deep, so.
Yeah, and you want your jokes to be accessible and like smart, but like not too smart, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. My postal code changed by one digit when I moved in Brooklyn. Well, specifically one digit changed. I didn't just move over. Like it didn't just like increase or decrease by one.
Yeah, I mean, mine changed one when I moved in Portland the last time. So there you go.
Having them clustered together, does that create more potential for confusion?
Yeah, but then like if you get a package, like if I get a package and it says it's for, you know, Caitlin Best, so-and-so address, so-and-so zip code that's one away from mine, like at least I know that I only have to go into like an adjacent neighborhood to find the other Caitlin Best that was supposed to get my package.
You wouldn't be fucking creeped out if you got one for a Caitlin Best that was just the next neighborhood over from you. Would you be fucking spooked to meet that person?
Yeah, because it would be, it would be a dark world version of me. Like, you know, it would.
It would be a doppelganger.
So in that way, it would be bad. But in the other way, it's just convenient.
Oh, boy. What would be the worst thing to get delivered to your house, but it's actually for your dark world counterpart? I know what I think would be bad to receive in the mail.
What?
I like go downstairs and I see a box and it's like, oh, it's Matthew Olson, but oh God, this is reminding me of another thing I gotta get to, but it's Matthew Olson, but it's the Matthew Olson who lives in Park Slope. Whoops. Mm-hmm. But the box is just marked bugs. Or like live bugs.
No, just bugs is better.
Just bugs. I was like, oh, I don't want to meet this person. I kind of hope
there's
I don't
like
catch
a,
them while they're
like
at home.
There's like a specific post office sticker.
Yeah,
like the one that says like warning fragile or whatever, but it just says bugs.
It doesn't say warning bugs. It just says, hey,
just bugs.
Hey, there's bugs in this.
Yeah, you don't want to get that package.
So a couple people now have brought to my attention, and I don't... This raises all sorts of questions for me, but firstly, about my doppelganger, or close doppelganger, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people brought to my attention that there is a minor league baseball player named Matthew Olson. Last name spelled my way, but first name, two T's, did not spell it right.
Yeah.
And then also, I'll just say our friend Brian Click just texted me about two T's Matthew... Olsen Olson, who appears to be an American prosecutor.
Yeah. Former director of the National Counterterrorism Center.
Yeah, out of Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, Fargo.
Yeah.
Fargo, yeah.
So I guess he's not as close to a doppelganger, but like there's this guy who's got a name pretty close to mine, like worthy of hate. I'm going to text my friend Matt and show him that there's a baseball player with almost the same name.
It appears that there's actually a lot of Matthew Olsons.
There's a lot. But the baseball... Okay, here's the thing, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Why do some of the people I went to college with, why are they going to minor league baseball games?
I love minor league baseball.
I don't care that I have a baseball doppelganger. I care, why are my friends wasting their time going to minor league games?
I love minor league baseball. It's better. It's so much better.
Why is that?
It's better than the majors.
Tell me on minor league.
Because dumb shit happens. Major league baseball, they're all really good at baseball. They throw the ball really fast. They hit the ball really hard. Whatever.
It's dumb baseball. It's a really long time. In other words.
Sometimes some dumb shit happens. Sometimes, you know, sometimes the umpire gets hit by a pitch. You know, sometimes one of the boys throws the bat at a person who he shouldn't throw the bat at. Sometimes they make really bad mistakes and everyone laughs.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's just a wetter, wilder, wackier version of a game that's not that interesting to watch.
I guess you're selling me on it. And if these friends are listening, I want you to chime in and tell me why you were at these games. If it's because it's just like...
Also, it's cheaper.
Well, sure. Of course. You're making it sound like minor league baseball is baseball if it was mashed up with the television program Wipeout. Don't tell me what I think you're gonna tell me about
your baseball,
Matt Olson of the Oakland
baseball boy
A39s.
Kind of a dime.
Okay, well,
look at him.
I mean, I'm looking at him. I don't want other people to look at him and associate our similar names with, you know, then start ranking us by looks. I don't want that to happen.
I'm just saying. I mean, certainly of all the other Matt Olsons on this page, like, he wins, you know, in the Google image search.
Well, what's terrible about this for me is that I'm looking at your Google Hangouts window showing me your desktop, and then there's just a picture of
and
me.
You're there, too.
There's a live picture of me in the corner as I'm talking to you right now that I can just look at. Relative to hot baseball Matt, and I dislike this intensely.
Wait, what did you think I was gonna say?
I thought you were gonna say he's hot.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And you did, and I'm disappointed.
I did, yeah. Well,
I'm also disappointed that I'm not on this page yet. I mean, you did type in two T's.
I spelled it wrong, so of course you're not on that page.
Yeah. Can you just quickly open up a tab and see if I'm in the top Matt. Results you spelled right?
Matt or Matthew?
Let's go with Matt. Now, well, nope, that's just the BMX biker.
There's a BMX guy. You knew about this guy, right?
I knew about this guy. There's literally like a before and after shot of the BMX guy who has my name with and without teeth in the same outfit.
Oh my God. Yeah, that time he lost his teeth.
Yeah. Woof.
Okay. I don't even know. That was a gruesome picture, I think.
Just,
I couldn't even tell what it was
blood
about.
All up on his shirt.
Oh, there you are.
I'm further down the page. Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of Spielman.
Look at that smiley boy.
I'm not even in the related images for my own picture. this blows.
All right.
Enough of this vain shit.
That's enough.
Postal code. We need to get off postal code.
Okay. We could click zip code, which is the American system. We could click USPS.
Well, we're trying to get to the television show King of the Hill.
Yeah, I know, but you know where King of the Hill happens.
Texas. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's right.
So you think zip code will take us to Texas?
I think zip code. Yeah, I think we can get to Texas this way.
Okay. All right, zip code, step three.
ZIP, an acronym for Zone Improvement Plan.
Hmm.
Hmm.
What an interesting factoid we've learned.
It was chosen to suggest that mail travels more efficiently and therefore more quickly, parenthesis, zipping along, when senders use the code in the postal address.
Wow, that's some good branding. I bet someone...
It links you to the Wiktionary page for zip verb.
Oh, no. Can we not?
No, we're not going to. Don't worry.
We don't speak of Wiktionary on this show.
We speak not the name of the dark one.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, I never knew
they're
that.
They're all here. Which?
I never knew. So there's a map of the U.S.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the states were chunked out in terms of what zip code, like, prefixes they get, like what the leading numbers are.
You never knew that?
I didn't know, for instance, that any zip code in Montana is going to start with 5-9. That's news to me.
Glad we're learning things.
Oh boy, you can then really tell like what the lame ass states are.
Like the ones that have to share their first numbers with like six other states.
Yeah, basically they ain't got shit.
Yeah, they have less people. Mm-hmm. So
too bad for them.
Yeah. Sucks. You want to know another? You want to know a related fun fact that I learned?
I hope it's a fun fact, because right now I feel like all this talk about zip codes is extremely boring.
I think this is kind of a fun fact. Okay, so area codes used to all have a 1 or a 0 in the middle. A lot of them still do. 503 is Portland, 212 is Manhattan, etc.
Yeah.
Under that old system, they had to add a whole bunch of other ones at some point because there got to be too many people. But under that old system, they chose the 1 and the 0. Do you know why?
Mm-mm.
Because on a rotary phone, 1 and 0 are the easiest numbers to dial.
That's fun.
So you only have to go one over.
That is a fun fact.
Hey, that's pretty fun, right? Hey, that's fun.
Hey, thanks for the fun fact, Caitlin.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Hey, you got any other fun facts? Maybe this could be like a new segment where I just like plug you for a fun fact.
I think you got to let me recharge.
All right, you know, I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes, and in 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you for another fun fact.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Just be ready. Hey, no pressure.
Okay.
And I don't want you to think about it for the next 5 minutes, but in 5 minutes' time, you are going to have to supply me with a fun fact, and it has to be fun.
Oh, my God. It's not going to be fun for me.
But hey, don't say that. If it's a fun fact, I think you'll enjoy it, too.
Matt. You stress me out, Matt.
There's no reason to be stressed. This is all fun.
I'm going to click on Texas.
Hey, yeah, click on Texas. Step four, Texas. Texas, our most state.
Our most, yeah, the most state. That's what they call it.
It's the most state. Actually, the state song is Texas, our Texas. That's real.
Yeah.
They got a lot of demonyms. Texan, Texian, Tejano, usually only used for Hispanics. Texian, that's weird. It says that one's archaic, which I have a problem calling anything in the history of the United States archaic. It implies...
because it's not that old.
Yeah, unless Texians is what they're called if they resided in the area of Texas in pre-America times. That would be interesting.
It just means like it's fallen into disuse is all that means.
Yeah, but it just makes it sound old. Do you like Oregonian as a demonym?
I think it's a fine demonym.
Washingtonian is pretty good too.
I mean, what else are you gonna say? Oregoner?
Oregonite?
That's not gonna fly.
What is it for Eugene people?
Eugenian.
That doesn't sound very good to me.
I feel like nine times out of ten, if you have to ask, it's just the
Ian
dash A-A-N or E-I-A-N, depending on
the
ending of the word.
I grew up near Seattle, and that was Seattleite, which sounds so crisp, so nice.
Yeah, you don't really want to say Seattle. And
no, it sounds slippery.
Sounds, yeah, well, I mean, you know the Seattleans.
Well, Seattleite conjures like a nice primo cup of mud from Starbucks coffee.
My favorite, yeah, our favorite coffee chain, S-Bucks.
But Seattlein conjures a fish tossed at you at the Pike Place Market that just wiggled its way out of your hands and fell on the ground. You don't want to be the ground
yeah.
fish.
Which I mean it's two sides of the same coin, really though.
They're both reflective of the Seattle experience.
Yeah. You know, I was in Seattle this weekend.
Yeah, why was that?
I wanted to see the Seattle Rain game. I wanted to see Marta play at the Seattle Rain.
Okay.
Marta being probably the best woman soccer player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Saw her score a goal. That was good.
Cool.
But also, like, I have friends there, so.
But also, you lost your wallet?
I lost my wallet in fucking Centralia. Can you believe that?
What?
I was driving. I stopped to go to the bathroom in Centralia, and that's the only place I stopped. So I just assume that's where I must have lost it because I didn't have it when I got to Seattle.
Yeah.
And I asked you, I texted you and I asked you, what are some fun free things that I can do in Seattle? And you had no idea.
Yeah. Did you find any fun free things?
You know, I did. I went to Green Lake Park.
Okay, so you went to a park, which is what I could have told you to do. Like, hey, there are parks.
You could have said that. Yeah, you could have said that.
But I was like, that's too obvious. You'll hate me if I say go to a park.
Well, I mean, like, what else were you going to say? It wasn't like...
I don't know. I felt really put on the spot. Like, I had better have some cool, like, insider deets.
You could have told me, the location of the mall where you saw Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That would have been in the east side. You would have hated going there.
Well, so I went to a park and then I went to a coffee shop, which was not free, but it was like free enough. I borrowed some cash from a friend, so I was like,
got it. Yeah, free enough.
Survived. Yeah. And then I went to what is it called? The Gas Works.
Yeah, I also thought about Gas Works, but again, that's just another free park. And I'm just
that's a great park.
Haylen, if I had known you would have been content with parks, I would have just been like, check out all these fucking sick parks.
You could, yeah. Well, now you know.
I felt like
now,
such a
now
bad
I
friend.
Know what the cool parks are too. So, like, whatever.
Hey, Caitlin.
Yeah.
We're about due for a fun fact.
Okay, I got one. I do have one for you, Matt.
Okay.
Have you ever heard this thing about the order of adjectives in English?
I don't know until you've said it to me.
Okay, so if I say I'm trying to think of an example of how I could do this.
I think I know what you're talking about, but you need to actually demonstrate it.
So, okay, so if I say it's a glass, skinny, old bottle, does that sound good to you?
No.
What sounds good to you? Those same adjectives.
Skinny, glass, or bottle?
Old.
Old, skinny, glass bottle.
Very good.
Yeah.
In English, this is part one of the fun fact. In English...
This had better be fun.
You have to order the adjectives. There's a specific order. There's opinion, size, physical quality, shape, age, color, origin, material, type, purpose. I am looking at a website about that. The other part of the fun fact, though, is that there's also a phonological component to ordering of adjectives. So the phrase big bad wolf like breaks that because you're putting the size before the opinion, which normally you can't do. But in English, we, for whatever dumb reason, we prefer to hear I-A-A or I-A-O.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say tick-tock and not talk-tick.
Mm-hmm.
Or clip-clop and not clop-clip.
Yeah, those both sound way shittier.
Those sound bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have this order of adjectives sort of semantically, but... The one that can override that is the sounds.
Sure. Okay.
Hence, big bad wolf and not bad big wolf.
Got it. All right. That fact was pretty fun. I am going to say we strayed dangerously close to Radiolab territory there, though. So I'm going to reset the timer for 10
just
minutes.
Don't do, Matt, and in Matt, 10 just minutes don't time, do the edits. Don't do that, like... Whatever you call.
All right, so 10 minutes on the clock, and then you're going to need another fun fact, and it's just got to be real short.
All right.
Okay. Let's do some stuff on the game. We're on Texas still.
Yeah. We're on Texas.
Should go to like culture?
Culture.
Texas self-perception.
Self-perception.
Interesting. Texas size is an expression that can be used in two ways. To describe something that is about the size of the U.S. state of Texas. Sure. Or to describe something, parentheses, usually but not always originating from Texas, end parentheses, that is large compared to other objects of its type.
Wow.
Wow. That's I'm glad they specified that for us. Caitlin, were you going to say something about Texas?
No, I wasn't. you ever been to Texas?
Nah, I surely ain't.
I don't know. It's all right. Seems all right to me. I was in Texas for a total... Well, no, I was in Houston for a couple of days. I was in the rest of Texas for a total of, I'm going to say, 18 hours.
Why was that?
Plowed right on through...
Where were you going?
Houston to El Paso. Spent the night in El Paso. Got out of there.
I mean, where were you headed to?
The Grand Canyon.
That's a good destination.
Yeah, it's a good canyon. So I can see why they call it that.
In terms of a road trip destination, I kind of can't think of a better one because you get there and it's very big.
It's kind of the one, yeah. Very grand.
Mm-hmm. It's in the name.
Right there in the name, it is.
Do you think the Grand Canyon is big enough to warrant its own zip code? Like if you just live in the Grand Canyon, you get your own zip?
You know, based on that map, absolutely not. It's got to be at least two states. I'm just saying, like, not to be boring, but...
Okay, what if it got, like, the first three numbers of a zip code all to itself? Like, it got, like, 753 or something.
You know, there's one other problem still, which is that nobody lives in the Grand Canyon, Matt. Did you know that?
Well, that's a lot of wasted space then, ain't it?
Yeah. They should do something about that. They should put some...
It's a great place to live, because right down in there, you got a river running through it, and... Caitlin, I don't know if you've ever studied the origins of civilization. I went to a liberal arts college, and they really belabored the point there that
went to a liberal arts college, did you?
Yeah, this is this weird place.
Oh, wow, you must be really smart.
Yeah, very smart, and I did lots of naughty things because we were all intellectuals and we were allowed to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They belabored the point that all the early civilizations had rivers running next to them. So, hey, just saying, live in the Grand Canyon. Why not?
Yeah, totally. I was actually sort of spacing out, but
I thought you were gonna say scoping out some real estate on your road trip.
Well, you know, both, a little of both. I'm not seeing a direct link to King of the Hill.
I'm not shocked that you're not.
Also, no in popular culture. section on the Texas page, which I think is an oversight because there's a lot of popular culture about Texas.
Under culture there was something that was close if you want to check that again. I swear I saw something that was
the internationally known slogan, "Don't mess with Texas."
Yeah, Texas made a strong mark on national and international pop culture, but it doesn't name pop culture there. That's obnoxious. There is a link to the TV series Dallas, which would get us closer to TV and potentially Texas TV.
You know, there's a reference to Dallas on an episode of King of the Hill.
I'm sure there is. Maybe we should click on Dallas then.
Okay.
All right. So that would be step five, Dallas, but not the city.
The show.
The TV show, and not the remake. The original.
The original.
Yeah.
I've never actually watched the TV show Dallas.
I mean, neither have I. I know there was Who Shot JR, and they parodied that with Who Killed Mr. Burns, or Who Shot Mr. Burns. Didn't kill Mr.
Yeah,
Burns.
That's right.
Did The Simpsons ever do another cliffhanger thing after that?
I feel like there's at least one other two-parter.
But, like, why? Why would they?
I don't know.
Like,
oh, damn.
Can you imagine anything more unsatisfying, with the exception of Who Shot Mr. Burns, than watching a Simpsons episode and it doesn't just tie up in a nice bow at the end of it?
Yeah, no, that's not usually how that show is. You're right.
I watch Simpsons to, like, it's like a safety blanket show. I want to feel
where
like
you know that it's just a half hour
of,
complete
of good stuff.
Package.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like imagine
it, good jokes.
Imagine if the Hank Scorpio episode like ended on a to be continued. Like,
horrible.
We're going to find out more about this guy. Like, no.
horrible, except for then there'd be two episodes of Hank Scorpio, which
I guess that's a good point. We never see him again.
At that point, we could click on The Simpsons.
Oh, really? Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's linked just because of...
You shot Mr. Burns.
Wow. And they did cross over with King of the Hill.
Did they?
Yeah, there's like a scene where you can see like the King of the Hill characters.
Oh.
Yeah.
And when?
I feel like it's like season 10 or 11 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Also, I feel like they had the same character designs, but then they just had yellow skin, which was real weird.
Because all humans, well, not all humans, white people in the show have yellow skin.
Yeah. Have they ever broken that rule for a crossover? Yeah, they have, because they had that stupid crossover with Family Guy.
Haven't we talked about this?
Did
we talk about Futurama characters on The Simpsons?
Yeah, but it was only Bender, so they could get away with it.
Right, they got around it by only putting Bender on, but like, what would they have done otherwise? Because it's fucking gross to think about flesh-colored people on The Simpsons.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Like, you can look at this, listeners. You can go to google.com.
No, you're going to subject me to this. Oh, flesh-colored Homer.
No, it's what a worse terrible than what search I was term. Even thinking of.
Yeah, none of these are even that. They're all just like tattoos and like realistic Homer Simpsons.
But this one's kind of funny. This is a good one.
Oh, the anime.
What is this
Simpsons
from?
I don't know. Is it from the show?
I can't remember what episode this is from. Yeah, this is from an episode, but I don't remember which one.
It must be like a Treehouse of Horror or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's enough of that.
Oh boy. I can't. I love The Simpsons. I don't think I could get a Simpsons tattoo.
Have you seen... never mind. That was not a Simpsons thing. I don't know. I could maybe do it. I just had seen this tattoo. It's like not interesting.
Okay. I guess it's not an interesting tattoo then.
I feel like a Simpsons tattoo is like, you know, it's not going to be great ever. But like, I'm never going to not like The Simpsons, I don't think, you know?
Well, one of those was like zombie Homer Simpson, right? Yeah, like, would I wouldn't you see want that and go like, nice Simpsons tat?
No, I mean, I wouldn't want that on my body, obviously, but...
I'm not saying on your body. If you saw someone in public with a zombie Homer tattoo, would you be like, hey, at least we got something in common?
It's upsetting, but it's upsetting because it's a zombie. And I would be like, why did you do that to my favorite, you know, really self-centered...
Oafish dad.
Really... Oafish dad, yeah.
If you were gonna get a tattoo just of a character, just like of a character standing like on model, no frills, regular outfit, who would it be?
Any character?
Yeah, from the Simpsons.
From the Simpsons. Bumblebee Man.
I thought you were gonna say Bumblebee Man. He's our Simpsons white whale.
I love that guy.
The number of times we've talked about what if we did Bumblebee Man as a can you get that topic and we check and he still doesn't have his own goddamn page.
He's just a section. We could change that now that I have my official account.
Caitlin, I don't want your account with that name associated with the Bumblebee Man in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, you're right, because then people would know because we talked about it.
People would know because we talked about it, and also you taint the Bumblebee Man. The timer's up, Caitlin. Fun fact.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna let you guess. I'm gonna let you guess. What do you think the oldest, like, still occupied European founded city in the United States is?
Did you just turn off your video?
Did I?
Okay, I thought it turned off on my end, but I thought you were turning it off so you could look up this fact.
No, dude, you better not be stalling. What is your guess?
The oldest European-founded city in America.
I'll give you a hint. We did a topic not too long ago that sort of just touches on this. It was a film.
It'd be on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. A film topic recently? And I can't...
It was related to a film that we did recently.
Oh, I can't look up our topics. Wait, but I can think through them.
Yeah, think through them.
Bulletproof Coffee is not a movie.
True.
99 Bananas, not a movie.
No. Also, maybe not as related. I may have made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
Thinking about how related this is to the topic I was thinking of.
And you said North American, right? So he'd be in Canada. Is it in Canada?
Should I just tell you? It's not in Canada. Should I just tell you?
Sure. Okay.
St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh.
But I was thinking
St. Pete.
St. Petersburg. Yeah, I was thinking St. Pete.
Okay, but...
Fuck that one up. Matt, I'm going to flip this around. I'm going to set the timer. And I want a fun fact from you. And how much time do we have left? We'll go with 10 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes for me to come up with a fun fact?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Sure thing, Caitlin. I feel like that fact was only moderately fun. So I'm going to blow your fucking mind with my fun fact.
Let's see. Okay. Is there any voice actor overlap?
Caitlin, you're not sharing your screen with me, and I definitely saw a link to King of the Hill.
Okay, I don't know why it's not sharing the fucking screen, because it definitely is sharing the screen.
I can see your video feed. I can see you.
It says you were screen sharing. It said you're screen sharing right the fuck there.
I see you, not Wiki.
There it is.
There we go. There's Wiki.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah,
where did you see?
If you go, I think, further down the page, there should be...
Oh, influence.
Maybe under influence or...
Maybe under influence? Television?
It listed all the shows they've crossed over with, including The Critic.
All
right. Step 8. Or sorry, not even 8. Step 7. Not a bad run. Caitlin, I'm so tempted to edit that all out.
You can do that if you want to.
Step 7, King of the Hill, we did it. Congratulations, us. Do you have anything you want to say about this topic?
I think it's a really good show. I really like to watch it. Really like characters like Peggy Hill, Luann. A lot of great characters. Really enjoyed when the family went to Japan.
Cool.
Yeah, lots of love.
Such amazing characters like Dale, Gribble, and Bill.
Yeah.
I forget Bill's last name.
It's all right. You know, nobody's quite sure actually what his last name is.
And Boomhauer.
Dillmer.
Do you think if King of the Hill was still on television today, would it be any good? Because The Simpsons is still on, and it's very much bad.
Oh, like if they continued making it?
Yeah.
No, there's no way. There's no way a show can be good for more than 15 years. And that's stretching. If a show is still good after 15 years, like, you're onto something.
Yeah, like what show even did that?
I can't even think of one. I was just, you know, throwing a number out there.
I feel like we're just killing time now until you try to wrangle that.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's
fun fact out of me.
Let's start doing the end of the show thing, and when we get to the end of that,
I feel like you're I'm allowed all my 10 minutes, right?
Okay. First of all, you gave me 5 minutes the first time. Do you want to say that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you were feeling high on the fun facts.
I was not. I gave you one, and you decided that I was going to be a fun fact machine.
I detected that you were feeling high on the fun facts.
I was feeling high on that one fun fact, which I thought was sort of fun, and you decided for me that was going to be my job after that.
Well,
second, what are we going to talk about for the next 5 minutes and 59 seconds?
Quick power ranking. King of the Hill characters.
Okay.
I'm going to define main as Hank, Peggy, Bobby, Luann, Dale, Bill, Boomhauer.
I think that's it.
That's
I think that's fine. Okay. Number one, Boomhauer, obviously.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this about Boomhauer, but he's got a heart of gold.
He also wears Speedos all the time. I remember that.
And he wears a Speedo, which is a good look on him. You know, he pulls it off. Number two, Luann. Again, a lot of people don't know this. She's got a lot of good qualities.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to fix a car. A lot of people wouldn't expect that, but she can fix a car. Number three, gonna go with Hank. You know, our guy. What else can you say? Our guy, Hank.
Yeah.
Number four, Bobby. Love that dumb little boy. So funny. So good at prop comedy. Love his ambition. Who's next? Oh, man, I forgot about... I would maybe put Bill above Bobby, actually.
Really?
Just because, like, you know...
You'd put he's Bill been through some shit. Me, Dad?
He's been through some shit. You know, Mr. Dotrieve, he's been through some shit. And you should know
Bill
that, Dotrieve. Bobby.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. He's from Louisiana. Oh, another good quality that Bill has, he speaks Cajun.
Mm.
Not that, you know, I think what really matters is that he's a pretty nice guy who's been through some shit. Where are we at?
Is that all of them?
After that's Peggy. She kind of sucks. She's got a really inflated ego. Whatever. Dale's Dale. What can you say about Dale?
Kind of paranoid.
Yeah.
Kind of clueless.
Kind of an asshole.
Yeah. He's got a cool van, though. His exterminator van.
That's true. He does have a van with a bug on the top of it.
Yeah. He gets a lot of shipments that are just labeled bugs.
He does, but they're not the little box.
Big box.
That you would get like in Brooklyn, but like a really big box. A Texas-sized box.
Yeah. Texas-sized.
Okay. I think we can start doing our wrap-up thing now.
Okay. Yeah. This has been Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Matthew Olson. You can tweet at me. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. Not like the sexy baseball player. And you should listen to Twin Peaks Peaks, which I make with Ashley Brandt. We're talking about the new series of Twin Peaks, and it's really fun. You can find that at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm, much like you can find us at canyougettothat.simplecast.fm or on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT or on Twitter. It's at Get to That. I would very much appreciate it if you went to our iTunes page and left us a nice rating and maybe even a kind review.
And you can find me on Twitter at @bestkabest, BESTKABEST. You can try to find me on Wikipedia, although I will never tell you what my secret name is. If you do figure it out, please don't tell anyone else. I would appreciate
that.
Please
don't. I really don't want Caitlin to go down for this.
Just please don't. You said the Facebook thing.
Yep.
You said the Twitter thing.
Yep. You never listen when I'm saying these things.
Yeah, you're right. I have no response to that. That's true. Let's see. I think you said all my stuff. See, normally I say the Facebook thing and you said it.
Yeah.
You can tweet at the show, send us topic ideas. We love that. Facebook also, you can also send us topic ideas there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call it there.
Okay.
What's your fact?
Caitlin, I have 100 random funny facts for you.
You motherfucker.
Bang your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour. In the UK, it's illegal to eat mince pies on Christmas Day.
I fucking hate you.
Pteranophobia is a fear of being tickled by feathers. When hippos are upset, their sweat turns red.
A flock of crows is known as a murder.
Facebook addiction disorder is a mental disorder identified by psychologists. The average woman uses her height in lipstick every 5 years. May 29th is officially Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. Cheerophobia is the fear of fun. Hey, Caitlin.
What?
Human saliva has a boiling point 3 times higher than that of regular water.
Really?
Hey, Caitlin.
How would that be?
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop.
Matt.
Hey, Caitlin, bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun.
Matt. Time out.
Yeah?
I have a question for you.
Do billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females? Because the answer is yes.
No, it wasn't that. I think you're maybe answering this question right now, but it's this. It's what if technology bad, though?